The lakes and streams of southeast Oklahoma are vital to the area's economy, and Broken Bow resident Charlotte Hearn has made it her mission to stand in the way of attempts to move water out of her part of the state. State Impact's Logan Layden has this profile of one of the state's most vocal water advocates.
Hello!
Hey, Logan!
How are you doing?
Merry Christmas from North Pole, Oklahoma, a blip on the map near Broken Bow. No one's sure how the community along Highway 3 got that name, but Charlotte Hearn embraces it at her North Pole convenience store, and holiday decorations abound. Hearn is from Colorado, but fell in love with Broken Bow Lake back in the 1970s.
You could ski and read the fine print on the skis 5 foot down in the water. I mean, it was so clear.
But Hearn's water advocacy roots go back to a trip she made to Israel and Jordan with her family, most of whom forgot to pack water for a desert crossing one afternoon.
And as we drove for hours through the desert, we became thirstier and thirstier and realized those people traveling on those camels, everywhere around us, they had no water. It just kind of was magnifying the need and how fortunate in America we were, and how we should preserve that life-sustaining water.
Since then, Hearn has become one of the most vocal forces behind the resistance to out-of-state water transfers and to the effort to pipe water from Sardis Lake to Oklahoma City. She's organized thousands in southeast Oklahoma to that cause. In the early 1980s, Hearn rallied local residents together against a Texas developer trying to get a permit to build a tubing and river rafting resort along the lakeshore.
We opposed it and requested a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers hearing. At that hearing, we had more than 700 people come. So at that time, we made a statement that we care about Broken Bow Lake, we care about our water, and we will do what it takes to protect it.
In the early 2000s, Texas was back with a plan to quench the growing Dallas area's thirst with water from southeast Oklahoma. Hearn wasn't having it.
We formed the Southern Oklahoma Water Alliance. And in that, we went to all 22 counties of the Chickasaw and Choctaw Nations and formed independent SOA chapters. And in doing so, we developed a huge membership, and we would lobby.
Hearn says it was at a Southern Oklahoma Water Alliance meeting that the idea for the 2002 moratorium on out-of-state water sales was first developed. Thanks to the U.S. Supreme Court, Texas didn't get the water it wanted, but it wasn't long before another plan to move water out of southeast Oklahoma was being pushed. This time, Oklahoma City wanted to pipe water from Sardis Lake to meet its future water needs. Choctaw Nation officials wanted Hearn's help again.
A lot of the SOA people called me and said, Charlotte, you have to come. So I kind of drug myself over there just to listen and see what was going on, and left as president of the organization.
That very day?
That very day.
The organization was Oklahomans for Responsible Water Policy, which Hearn says has grown to more than 16,000 members. The group fully backed the Choctaw and Chickasaw Nations in their lawsuit against the state over who should have control over water across southeast Oklahoma. The case was settled earlier this year and approved by President Obama last week. It limits how much water Oklahoma City can take from Sardis and gives the tribal nations a seat at the table when decisions about the area's water are made. Hearn recently stepped down from leading the water advocacy group due to health problems. She says that should not be taken as a sign she's happy with the tribal water agreement.
Well, if I were truly happy, we wouldn't be giving them one drop of water unless they were thirsty. And, you know, I'm all for science moving us forward. And I think that you should use every drop of water available to you, which includes reuse, conservation, the water under your feet, before you start robbing from your neighbor. So we want science to lead the way, and I don't think there's any of us that would love to see anyone go thirsty, even a Texan. We'd carry him a barrel of water.
For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
And you can find more of State Impact's coverage of the Tribal Water Agreement at KGOU.org. State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations across Oklahoma. You can find the reporting project on social media. They're on Facebook and Twitter at State Impact OK.